first act on the show tonight is Paul, Ringo, and Gary.
Can't hear you.
They're next.
Where's the mic? That one?
Yeah. Oh. But no, it's a good song. We're going to save it for the second one, though. I'll start off with something a little more upbeat. It's a song called Don't Look Back by David Lindgren. Just want to make sure that you can hear the words.
Yeah, okay, all right.
you hear the words on that one? The singing, right volume?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. All right, well, this song is called Last Year's Man, a song by Leonard Cohen. The rain falls down on last year's man. That's a Jew's harp on the table. That's a crayon in his hand. And the corners of the blueprint are ruined since they rolled. Far past the stems of thumbtacks and still throw shadows on the wood. And the skylight is like skin for a drum of nothing men. And all the rain falls down in it on the words of last year's man. I met a lady, she was playing with a soldier who was in the dark. Oh, one by one she had to tell them their name was Joan of Arc. I was in that army, yes, I stayed up a little while. I want to thank you, Joan of Arc, treating me so well. Though I wear a uniform, I was not born to fight. Oh, these wounded boys, you lie beside good night, my friends. Good night. I came upon a wedding that old families had contrived. Bethlehem, the bridegroom, Babylon, the bride. Great Babylon was naked, for she stood there trembling for me. Bethlehem flamed us both like a shy one at some orgy. And when we fell together, oh, our flesh was like a veil that I had to draw aside to see the serpent eat its tail. Some women wait for Jesus, and some women wait for Cain. So I hang upon my altar, and I hoist my axe again. And I take the one who finds me back to where it all began, when Jesus was the honeymoon and Cain was still a man. And we reap from pleasant bottles that are bound in blood and skin, but the wilderness is gathering all its children back again. The rain falls down on last year's man. An hour has gone by, has not moved his hand. But everything will happen
if he only gives the word. The lovers will rise up, and the mountains touch the ground. But the skyline is like skin for a drum I'll never mend. And all the rain falls down and then on the work of life is man.
Professional lawyer man.
discussion. We'll let John and Larry take the stage next. You never know what they're doing. No good.
Larry.
John and I were trying to decide what we should do tonight, and we're not very good singers, and we certainly can't act. So we decided to show a few of our favorite slides, which we hope will be some of your favorite slides as well.
Contemplating whether or not he should dedicate his life to helping poor and oppressed people throughout the world. And he's obviously struggling with the decision.
You're right, John.
In this slide, he's made the decision. And yes, indeed, he's going to set out to help the poor and oppressed peoples of the world. John, you can zoom the lens up.
No, that's fine. Just
there we go. Now,
a little bit more.
Yeah, more.
That's it. Before Tim's able to undertake this great effort of saving poor and oppressed people throughout the world, he has to get some nourishment. And what he's doing here is ceremony. Actually, he picked it up when he was in West Africa. I don't know the native name for this ceremony, but it's called Hold the Orange Up in the Air and Look Stupid. I think fairly literal translation to it. And he's preparing to take nourishment for his work.
Isn't that the Tree of Knowledge?
What's he doing here, Randy? Or Larry?
I think he's front for the Unification Church. He's raising some funds for Reverend Moon in this show.
I like Tim. He'll help anybody. I don't know this one either.
This one, I think he's in Stahik and selling his buns to a tourist.
Anything for a buck mindset.
$2.
Okay, he's once again taking nourishment, eating cascade grubs here, I believe. He's got a bag full of them there on the trail.
It's not where it appears, I assure you.
I think it's some sort of potent homebrewed spirit lifter.
There you go. A social lubricant.
Less of a relaxer.
We're going to have to explain this to Larry.
And yeah, we're not quite sure exactly what this is, but we think it's some kind of West African dance ritual. I'm not quite sure for what purpose.
Maybe Tim could do a session on that sometime.
Gladly.
This was another puzzling slide, and we researched real carefully, and we've got it narrowed down to one of two things. Apparently, Tim is either having a lock of his hair taken to be woven into a good luck idol or charm, either that or he's having his head checked for lice.
No lice.
And last but not least, happy, successful, contented man. Happy birthday, Tim.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tim.
Teresa's reading smoking.
Hey, Teresa.
We'll follow that with a serious number by Jane and Mary.
Where's my wife?
All right, John.
Do you want to use this? By Russell Morton and Mary Lowell concerning or dedicated to those hardworking guys who keep us all here.
Otherwise known as men in boots.
I work in the kitchen, chop cabbages all day. I label plastic buckets and I dream my days away. I do not dream of sailing ships, no beaches by the sea. Instead, I dream about my job and what I'd rather be. I wanna be. Why can't they see? I wanna be a man in boots. They work on the hydro, they do a real man's toil. They come at night to dinner with their faces streaked with oil. They drive the buses, plow the roads, they show no pain or fear. If it wasn't for the men in boots, we wouldn't be down here. I wanna be. Why can't they see? I wanna be a man in boots. One man does the work of ten. The power goes out, they get it back again. They always show up for the dish team shifts, and they can drive a bombardier through a 10-foot drill. I work in the kitchen, chop cabbages all day. I label plastic buckets and I dream my days away. I do not dream of sailing ships or beaches by the sea. Instead, I dream about my job and what I'd rather be. I wanna be. Why can't they see? I just wanna be a man in boots.
Change the order of agenda briefly and have Art and Matthew be next. Give them a hand.
To read a poem. It's called Hammock by Shel Silverstein. I'm going to tell it. The hammer sent the hammock, the Lord sent the priest, I'm convincing the swinging that who's going to move the trees.
Dad. At first I thought I would do something that you could all sing along with, like, Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat and my feet are flat and my asthma's getting worse. Consider my career, my sweetheart here, my cold and but aunt. Besides, I'm no fool, I'm going to school and working in the defense plant. But instead, something a little more cultural, if you would all like to sing along with you. We're going to do the Blue Danube, the theme from 2001.
Pause while they move the equipment, but next on the show is our ex-high school student, now turned college student, Jay Juggling Wolf.
This is the token ball juggling part of the act. Everyone has to do balls. How are you throwing there? It's Magnet. It's a yo-yo now. So much, I'm gonna jump ahead to four balls. Oops.
No.
Then the balls are squares.
Oh, no. Oh, they're squares.
They're blocks.
Cubes.
This evening, you can turn the lights down, is the Cupcake Hooters. Are they ready? The Cupcake Hooters.
Hooters.
You can ask them what it
means. Well, this song is from the musical Flower Drum Song, and we think it was sung by either Nancy Kwong or Susie Wong. It's called I Enjoy Being a Girl.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly. When my date comes to get me at my place, out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like a filly who is ready for the race. I'm strictly a female, female, and my future I hope will be in the arms of a brave and free male. I adore being a girl. When men say I'm cute and funny, and my teeth are teeth but pearls,
myself on for hours with a pound and a half of cream on my face. I'm strictly a female, female, and my future I hope will be in the arms of a brave and free male who enjoys being a guy, having a girl like me.
But maybe while they're setting up, we could give a round of applause for Carrie and the kitchen people who may this next group will be Gary and Nancy and Chris. Chico, yeah. And I think that this is the last act, and I think they'll probably just keep playing until there's no audience left, so that's, so enjoy.
Chris?
Yeah?
Thank you. We said we needed some new songs, and we were digging around and discovered this song by Emerson, Lake and Palmer. It's called Lucky Man. Thank you.
This next song is by Emmy Lou Harris. Well, at least she sings it. I'm not sure what she wrote.
Nobody writes these songs, they just get passed around.
Thank you.
alive and coin in the air.
Well, I think I'll play a song that I play all the time because I haven't learned any other. You know the chorus, feel free to sing along. It's called Angel from Montgomery.
Thank you.
talk about Dire Straits at Mistress
Night. Yeah.
I got kind of distracted when he said that. The way I write this down in my notes is Yo So Fa. You're So Far Away is the name of the song. So this is our version of it. We call it acoustic entropy, but somebody wrote it.
Herbert, 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 Herbert